Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty to all you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Enhanced Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Rudy 7 Oracle. Many know me also as Keith Boyd. And you guys know on the Royal Rising, I come in during the week simultaneously. Though I've been coming on about every day this season since the new launch of this new season. I've been coming on almost every day, but Royal Rising Information is a segment to where I come on and share information, you know, either downloads I get or lectures that, you know, creep into my algorithm, things of that nature, you guys. So that's what Royal Rising Information is. And there's a lot of things going on in the unseen, or not even the unseen, but it's a lot of, you know, throwing rocks and hiding your hands, you know what I'm saying? And in this energy space, you know, if you go back and just listen, you guys, to the podcast that we've done recently, my cat says hello. She loves these shows. Like, every time I get on here, she just goes crazy. So she says hello. So you guys, there's a lot of things that's going on in the shadows, you know, but the thing about it is that we have split, you know, in two different Earths. There are two different timelines, right? So we're literally there's a low vibratory timeline to where all of us were living on pretty much in the old paradigm of Pisces. But in the Aquarian age, you know, the timeline pretty much split. It's like the cycle's ending, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of people still on that old timeline, that old paradigm. They have not done the internal work to elevate spiritually. Therefore, they're going to be, well, excuse me, because I don't cast on people and do evil shit like that. Although there are people that do it to the good hearts, okay? So I don't know how, you know, they're going to redeem themselves as far as the things, you know, as far as throwing rocks and hiding your hands. But I will say this, the timelines have split, you guys. So it's like, you know, what are we doing? You know what I mean? And though I was just reading, matter of fact, I'm going to read it to you guys. I'll read it. There we go. So let me read it. I'm sure he doesn't mind me reading it. Lavelle Zimmerman, you guys, is the name if you want to look up on YouTube. All right. You were born into a burning building, beloved, where the social, economic, and political spectrums at the foundation of your current reality are reaching their absolute precisely in this moment. Those of you awakening to such a reality are recognizing the internal realizations and healing necessary. That's important, guys. The necessary healing work is important. To accumulate and harmonize with the truth of existence itself known within you, where your peaceful connections, self-expressions, and creative developments and sharing and awareness is of great assistance and support to your brothers and sisters, the heart chakra, you guys. As to the nature of these changes, all souls are sensing within themselves naturally. This is a natural event. You know, I know a lot of you guys are just, y'all feel like, you know, healing is necessary. We got all that. They say old habits die hard, but really, if we truly want to really let that shit go, we can let it go. You know what I mean? You have to make it up in your mind. So there's a lot of, you know, coming into realizations, you guys, that we must do in order to heal, like effective healing. You know what I mean? And many of us are really doing the work. So with that, we are being rewarded, right? And then there are energies that don't like that, okay? So similar to smelling the smoke within the building, it is in your actions and love example beyond force that you lead the way. The last vestiges of war and the energies of division and destruction are at hand. That's it. Where what is unfolding will escalate rather quickly. However, the nuclear elements of such destructions have already been neutralized, yes, throughout your globe by your galactic fleet in who we are of the angelic realms of the angelic foundation of light, and remains impossible in having effects interdimensional of would violate the free will experiences of species outside of your own reality here on the surface of this planet. I'm sorry, guys, because I'm reading this and I'm decoding it for myself as I'm reading it. So if I'm sound like I'm stalling, it's because I'm internalizing it, but I'm decoding it as well. As guardians of the universal of the universe, it is our responsibility to maintain such order as an aspect of this transition, where souls choose not to evolve during this transition can exist this planet via their own free will choice without harming others. Poor you guys. I'm talking spiritually, trying to project spiritual harm onto others is just not the way to go. Those still choosing violence, harm, division, and great fear will be involved and affected by such events. Where your work is in remaining present as beacons of light among such a storm. All right, and what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to put that link in the show notes for you guys. You can go link out on his page. Awesome, awesome brother with awesome light. So I'll put that in the show notes for you guys. All right, so with that being said, you guys, go back and listen to the podcast Ancestral Tea that I did yesterday on the dark magic spells that have been broken. So Shabby Zane, I love her. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. I put her link in the show notes, so I want all of you guys to go subscribe to her channel. She, Aries Energy, I love it. Royalty Aries Energy, who is on the good side of things now, right? Because we are, you know, not that we have any animosity toward, you know, the negative will or the opposite duality of that. Everything is appreciated. Although the timeline that we're on now, you know what I mean, there's really not much need for that anymore, okay? So that's just where we're at, you guys. You know, we know that something that someone told me years ago, I actually got fired at a job. 2 years, worked at Samsung, good job. I got fired, you guys, and I wasn't even mad because I knew the 2 years that I worked there, the only reason why I was there, because it was real chaotic, but I was in a chaotic space. But the only reason why I was there, while she was firing me, I was complaining, just complaining about everything. I mean, just baddie. And she told me, she said, you know, Keith, nothing in this life is consistent, yet that of change. Oh, you guys. I looked at her, and I thanked her. And I said, you know what? I've been here for 2 years complaining and bitching. And do you know the only reason why I was here is for you to give me that message? That message shifted my whole vibration and how I started to perceive life. My category, she loves it. You love it, girl. All right. So let's hop in and see what Shabby Zane, she breaks it down. Again, her information is in show notes. You can email her for a reading. I would say that please have balanced energy. And this is some note to myself because, you know, she mentions a lot of things as to healing, but I'm talking is deep wounds. So there are still healing that I need to, like, I'm healing core shit. And sometimes I feel myself triggered in ways to where I respond in my old patterns, but I have to check myself. You know what I'm saying? So, but I respect and love Shabby Zane for, she's going to mention it in the zoo, but for the free messages that she gives, I'm going to go to a paid reading, honey, and I'm going to start my coins. But she, I don't like to say but, you guys, and yet, she does a lot of charity work for us, and this is a part of it. All right, so please go subscribe. Please go and, you know, book her for a reading and all of that. So, you know, whatever you're led to do, but just at the least lower level, go and like and subscribe to her channel. It's in the show notes. All right, guys, I'll be back. You know how I do here. I come in and out. You know, if I need to pause it and come back and discuss, that's what we do. Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom, you guys. So that's what we do. We pull lectures. Sometimes I teach, you know, I've been around since 2013, but go back in the archives. You have plenty of shows where I have taught. Go back in the archives, guys. Some of the shows I was redoing because I was on high vibrations. But if you want to hear me teach, go back in the archives. But, you know, this season is more of a classroom setting to where I want to pull lectures and decode and, you know, put my spin on it and all that stuff. So this is what this is, you guys. All right, go across to her channel. If you need to contact me for a session or anything like that, that's going to be in the show notes. Miss girl, you like shopping? She is literally going to this phone for this. She likes shopping too. All right, here we go. If you need to contact me, guys, everything is in the show notes. If you want to donate, everything, all of it is in the show notes, guys. All right.
My name is Shabby Zane, and I'm coming on to bring a message for the chosen seed. And if you want to donate it to my channel, that'll be left in the description box. So let's move forward, y'all. So today, the energy was very chaotic, to say the least, okay? And I couldn't quite understand it until a couple of hours ago. My spiritual team showed me why things was transpiring the way that they were. So I woke up today, and it was already chaotic. You know, my children were a little bit antsy and hyped. But then I ended up having an issue with someone in my personal life who is definitely a karmic, and that person was hyped trying to kick up dust. And then just throughout the day, it was like the energy was so heightened. It was like I was very sensitive to the energy, like, oh, my goodness, was I aggravated today. And I really had to reel it in and get myself together, okay? So finally, after, you know, doing some work and just settling down, my children are settled down, I said, talk to my spiritual team. And I said, what's going on here? What is it that y'all are trying to show me? But I laid down, you know, started scrolling through my YouTube and came across a video where they were speaking about Jalen Rose. And so I'm like, that name kind of sounds familiar, but I'm thinking maybe it was some sort of police brutality or something like that. So I got off of YouTube and I Googled the name because I really didn't have the patience to watch the video. So I Googled his name and saw that he was a basketball player. And so what was shown to me, my spiritual team said, go look up a video to see what's going on. So I looked at a quick clip and saw that his sister was acting out. Now, let me say this. Before I saw this, I had a couple of messages that told me exactly what's going on because I had one person who emailed me today. And they said, hey, Shavi, you know, I watch your channel and I enjoy your messages. They're very uplifting and they've helped me a lot. And, you know, I really just want to seek out getting a personal reading done. So I said, okay. You know, I messaged them back and told them the requirements and my rate and things of that nature. And so they messaged me back and said, well, hey, you know, I'm having some financial issues. Can you give me a discount? So I messaged them back and I told them, well, at this time I don't do discounts. I have a set rate. And so whenever you're ready, just feel free to email me again. Oh, they wouldn't have it. Right away, they sent me a message. Oh, you're not who you say you are. Because if you really love people the way you tell people that you love them in your videos, then you would be giving out discounts to people that need them. So you're not who you say you are. So as a result, I'm just going to unsubscribe to your channel. And so I kindly reminded them, I'm glad that you received some uplifting from my videos. Matter of fact, I've done well over 200, maybe even 300 videos between this channel and my other channel, Shabby Zane, the Spiritual Counselor, where I'm giving out free messages as well as free solutions, okay? I'm not the type of person who's used as a vessel and I don't bring solutions. There's many readers out here that will give you a message about what's happening, but you will not get a solution. But everybody's not called to do what I do. And so I humbly received my position. So I said, okay, I see what's happening here. So when I went to go and watch the video for Jalen Rose, fast forward, I saw that his sister was acting a fool and kicking up dust because this man who was a basketball player, he had purchased a home for his mother and his grandmother, provided for them financially, got them a really beautiful home, and his sister happened to benefit from that. But his grandmother passed away about 2 years ago. Mother passed away about a year, you know, a few months after the grandmother. And so now the sister was left living in a home for like about 2 years, possibly rent-free, right? So she was doing a video recording while he was walking through with the realtor who was going to be selling the home for him, and she was videotaping him. Yeah, when your fans see this, they're going to know who you really are. They're going to know that you really not the person that you say you are. Or you claim you loved our mother. How much do you love our mother when you coming in and you about to sell the house? Get out of her room and all this other. I mean, she was ratchet and she was foul with it. And so I entitled this video, Jalen Rose Called Foul. Now it's your turn. So we're going to do something that's going to be pretty interesting, the way that this message is going to come through, because it was so many spiritual uploads that came through after I got this message that it's like, okay, I see what's happening now. As above, so below. So the chosen, y'all are dealing with some karmics right now who are so mad that they are now on the losing team, that you are having a winning streak, and that this is not just a winning streak for one game or for one season. This is a guaranteed winning streak that you are getting ready to embark on as we speak from this time forward. Your karmics, the karmics that surround you in your intimate circle, not just the karmics in your intimate circle, but this karmic governmental structure, you know, they're always there, okay? But I'm talking about specifically in your intimate circle, are kicking up dust, y'all. And so the energy is very chaotic. Now, we all on different timelines here. So some of you may have already gone through these things. Some of you are getting ready to go through these things, or some of you are currently going through these things where you can feel this energy, or where you're meeting a lot of resistance, or where you have people in your life that's really just trying to test you, or that's really angry and bitter that you have called foul. But see, at the end of the day, what we have to realize here as a collective body, Christ consciousness, awakening, is that it's our time now. It's harvest reaping season. And because of this, you got to eliminate those extra people who want to have their hands out to receive your inheritance. Jalen Rose worked hard for what he has. That house is a part of his inheritance because he paid for it. But you have karmics such as his sister, who likely was not there when he was at his lowest point, who likely was not there when, you know, or maybe even showed energy of jealousy when she saw him rising up. Because I guarantee you, if she was truly a supportive sister and one that he really had a good relationship with, if she was not a karmic, he wouldn't be taking that house and selling it, or he would find other means for her. It would not be the type of energy that you all are seeing playing out right now, okay? You already know this. But she's one of those karmics. 9 times out of 10, if I could talk to Jalen Rose, I guarantee you he'll say that one right there is definitely a karmic who wants to benefit off of his inheritance and something that she did not put the work in for. She did nothing to earn any parts of his inheritance or that home, but she felt like she was entitled. It's a sense of entitlement that the karmics are now projecting. And because they know, they've been watching you very, very closely, they know that you're getting ready to receive all that is rightfully yours. And so one thing that I was told to do, my spiritual team said, okay, I looked up the game because I'm, you know, I like to play basketball, but I don't really know the game as far as like the rules and stuff, but I'll shoot the hoops and things like that, dribble the ball. You know, I got some pretty good three-pointer shots, okay? And so I was looking up the foul. My spiritual team said, look up how many fouls you can get in a game. So I started, you can only get 5 personal fouls within 40 minutes or you're going to get sat down. Or a player can get 6 fouls within 48 minutes or they're going to get sat down, right? So there is rules and limitations to the game. And the problem is when we compare this to what's been happening amongst ourselves and these karmics, they've been fouling. They should have been sat down. They should have been put off the team a long time ago. Not just sat down for one game, but they should have been put off the team a long time ago. But see, even in the game of basketball, there's rules and limitations. So what we're looking at is in the game of life. When you are committing personal fouls, which these karmics in your life, you know that they have committed personal fouls against you. And time again, you either ignore those fouls or you allow them to come back and play on your team again, knowing good and doggone well they have the likelihood of doing it again because they created a pattern of misusing, abusing, mishandling you. And so now, this, you know, like I said, Jalen Rose has called foul. He called foul by saying, you know what, I've given you enough time. I've allowed you to mistreat me and to disrespect me enough time. And at this point, you see, she was able to benefit from the inheritance of her mother and grandmother. Jalen Rose saw fit that his mother and grandmother was well deserving of his inheritance and to be well taken care of. She benefited from that. But the moment that they transitioned over, she had a little bit of time. Enough time to actually step into her own calling and to awaken her own gifts and to do what was necessary to, you know, to heal herself and to build herself up, so much so to where had she done that, the likelihood is that if she needed the support of her brother, say, for instance, to support her business or to maybe give her some leads or some, you know, rub to allow her to rub shoulders with some people that he might have known to help her to elevate, she would have likely gotten that. If she would have played her hand right, but she did not, energy of entitlement. She said, no, it's all about me, forget about you, so what you gonna do? Y'all know that song by Maya? That's the energy that this woman was in because she felt like she deserved something that she did not work for. Your karmic, those people who are in your intimate circle, they see that it is harvest reaping season. And see, the difference is the reason why these karmics are so disappointed is because this season is not just for a season. This is for the rest of your life. This is an inheritance that you will be able to pass down between yourself, your children, your offspring, their children. This is the true inheritance. This is the harvest that keeps on giving, okay? This is the harvest that keeps on giving. And so the thing about it is these karmics are now very disappointed, and so they are using desperate measures to try to defame you or to try to slander your name. For those of you, you might have it happen. Hey, it might be in the church setting. You might have decided to leave the church because you called out somebody, a karmic in your life, and now they want to talk about you in church. It might be at your job. You might have decided to call out some people that have been mistreating you, and you know, now you call and foul on some people at your job, and so now they want to go and slander your name to the management or to other people, you know, to try to make you look bad. It might be people within your friends, you know, your so-called friendship circle. You call foul on somebody and decide to put, you know, to leave them behind. Now they want to go and talk about you to everybody else that you might know. It could be an ex-lover, a disgruntled lover who's mad that you're finally leaving them behind because they done played too many fouls in your life. And now that you're walking away, they want to go and talk about you and mistreat you and, misabuse your name to others. These people are taking desperate measures. And see, the thing is, though, it's backfiring on them. Whatever it is that they're doing, whether they're trying to do stuff against you in the darkness, spell work, dark magic, talking about you behind your back, whispering to others, creating scenarios that are not true against you, or whether they are doing it out in the open, is still backfiring on their ass. Because, see, she thought that she was going to get on national TV, put this man on camera, and tell the whole world, look at what he's doing to me. He ain't about nothing. He don't care about people. And she really thought that everybody that supported him was going to turn against him. That's what she hoped for, okay? But what ended up happening was everybody ended up turning against her because, see, they saw right through the situation. It was very clear that this is the woman who feels entitled and who believes that she don't have to work hard for nothing, or that, you know, depending on the relationship that she had with him, she figures, in spite of whether we have a good relationship or not, this house, I deserve it. But what have you done to get any part of this man's inheritance? She was able to benefit for a short period of time. The karmics in your life benefited from your inheritance for a short period of time. Why? Because they probably was draining you of your happiness, your peace, your emotional fulfillment. They was probably blocking your love life, blocking your financial security, doing all types of things against you while they sat over there where it appeared that they were sitting on high heels. where it appeared that they had the peace of mind while you was in mental shambles. But the fact of the matter is, the truth is being brought out. And so now that you are kicking the karmics out of your house, now that you are calling foul on these people who should have been put off the team a long time ago, they are now trying to play, they want to play harder, okay? They're on defense now. They feel like it's time for them to come out and to go harder, okay? I need to let the world know that this person ain't who they think, who they say they are, because now they want to defame the character, the person that you have grown to become, the person that you have healed to become. They feel like they can come out and speak against you and that the world is going to turn against you. But the fact of the matter is, the Most High God said no. At the moment that they utter your name, not only are, this is actually going to make people admire you even more, because what she filmed was a person, what she caught on camera was a man who said, okay, in spite of your ratchetness, I'm going to walk through this house, my house, and I'm going to quietly take care of my business while you sit there ranting and raving, making yourself look bad. I'm going to let you reveal yourself. I don't have to do anything. He didn't come over there to try to defend himself. He didn't come over. He didn't say nothing to her going back and forth with her, the flame, the fire. He didn't do none of that. He just took care of his business in his own home. And that's what I'm suggesting to you all, because these karmics, they're getting ready to try to kick up dust. They're going to try to defame your name. They're going to try to put you out there to the world to make you look like you're the worst person in the world. But the good thing is that it's going to backfire on them, because they're going to reveal themselves in the midst of trying to create a false illusion about who you are. And so one thing that was shown to me was I looked up Jalen Rose, the teams that he's played on. Jalen Rose, and in this specific order, it says Jalen Rose played for the Nuggets. He played for the Pacers. He played for the Bulls. He played for the Knicks. He played for the Raptors, and he played for the Suns. And I was given a clear message just based off of the teams that he played for. So what I want to do is I want to pull the cards to see through each season, because these are going to represent the seasons in your life of the teams that you were playing for. Over the season, the team represents the season that you was in. And we're going to see how these karmics tried to work against you while you was on these teams, okay? So for me, the Nuggets stands for childhood. The Nuggets stands for childhood, okay? So obviously these are most, you know, you might have relationships where those karmics were not in your life in childhood, or maybe some of them were. So if they wasn't in your childhood, then just take it for, you know what karmics were surrounding you in childhood versus your teenage years versus your adult years and things of that nature. So you use your own intuition, your own discernment, because it's all about you listening to your intuition and me bringing the message forward. However it plays out, it's going to be different for everybody. So in terms of the Nuggets, what were these karmics doing concerning when you was playing for the Nuggets, okay? Look at this. They was taken from you. When you was playing for the Nuggets, and this is when you barely had anything. This is when you barely had two spoons to rub together. Okay, that's even a slogan. I don't know. I just made it up. You barely had anything when you was playing for the Nuggets. And they wanted to take from you even still. Okay? You wasn't able to keep anything for yourself. Okay? So this might not even just be in childhood. Or it could be childhood. Let's say it's a sibling. Anytime you got something, they thought they was going to take it from you. Or anytime you were supposed to receive recognition for something, they thought they was going to outshine you. They didn't want you to have nothing. Okay? Four of Pentacles. This is what they was doing when you was playing for the Nuggets. And so then you moved into the Pacers. Then you got on the team of the Pacers. Now you're trying to pace yourself, okay? Now you said, okay, I'm just going to pace myself. You know, I've had a lot of losses. Four of Pentacles and the reverse deals were taking a lot of losses. So, okay, I'm going to pace myself in this, all right? You're getting a little bit older, a little bit more mature, starting to gain a little bit more wisdom. Still got some healing to do, but you said, okay, I'm going to pace myself, and I'm going to pursue this area. I'm going to try this out. Let me just see what happens, okay? So what was these karmics doing when you was playing for the Pacers?
Your best is always good enough. Remember that, too,
y'all.
They
had their hands out. As soon as you get something, here they come asking you for something. So first of all, they spent their time taking from you. They spent their time making sure that you didn't get no shine, They wanted to make sure you had no recognition, no shine, no nothing. They want to take everything from you. You can't hold on to anything. Then when you do start pacing yourself and working on yourself and gaining a little bit, here they come with their hands out. Okay. So then when you get on the team of the Bulls, okay, now you're going harder because you're a little bit stronger now. You gained some life lessons. You're going harder now, the Bulls. I think the Taurus is what stands for the Bulls. But now you really working on your security. You working on yourself. You starting to look good. You're smelling good. You're feeling good about yourself. What was these karmics doing when you start to go harder, okay? Because first you paced yourself. Now you said, okay, listen, I'm taking losses still because now everybody want to ask me for stuff. So let me see. I'm gonna go harder now. I'm in my bull energy. So what happened? What was these karmics doing? Look at this. They was backstabbing you. Stabbing you in the back. Bottom of the deck is the tower. Creating power moments for you. I'm talking about they started going even harder. The stronger you got, the harder they started to buck up against you because they were becoming intimidating. It was becoming intimidating for your karmics to see you getting stronger because in that energy of strength, oh, if you recognize the amount of power that you really have, because see, in that Taurus energy with the Bulls, it could be that on the surface, you had regained your strength, but you didn't know the type of strength that you possessed spiritually. So you wasn't 100% tapped in. You see what I'm saying? You were still maybe more focused in the physical. And so this is why things had not fully balanced out for you. I don't know how it was for Jalen Rose in these seasons of his game. If any of you all watched football, if you followed him over the years, then, you know, give me a breakdown of how things was for him in his career through each game. And see if maybe they relate to what I'm picking up here. But see, you got into the bull energy, and maybe you were overly focused on your security. But even then, that's when they said, nope, I'm a backstab this person. I want this person to have some tower moments. I want them to lose it all. Okay, they're getting too strong over there. So I got to send some dark magic. I got to do some spell work. I got to speak against them. I got to, you know, wreak some havoc. I got to do something to bring this thing down. So then you got set back again. Ten of swords. Painful endings, okay, chaotic energy, power moments, okay, things coming down unexpectedly. So that's what they were doing then, okay, so then it caused a setback, caused more setbacks. So then now, okay, you move into the Nick. And generally, like, the definition of a Nick is like when you go and you take something from somebody, okay? So I feel like with the Nick energy, this is that energy of, okay, I'm trying to regain everything that I've lost. But I feel like in this season, they were still trying to steal from you. I feel like it's something about them taking even steal with the Knicks, because that's the definition of Knicks. But let's see, what was the time that's going when you started playing for the Knicks? What was they doing when you were playing for the Knicks? So the star card is here. So when you was playing for the Knicks, this is when you was putting that energy out there. You started to tap in spiritually. You were starting to tap in spiritually when you was playing for the Knicks. You were starting to put some prayers out there and saying, you know what? I can't do this by myself. I got to do this more. I got to step into a more spiritual energy, okay? I got to step into my power spiritually and recognize who I am. So what was they doing when you was playing for the Knicks? I feel like they was trying to stop you from receiving. Look at that, the death card. I knew it. They was trying to stop you from receiving those things that you was praying for. They wanted that thing to come to an end, okay? They wanted to put that to rest, so they was doing everything possible to block those things that you was praying for, okay? So the karmics was definitely trying to cause, like, these power moments, but doing things to bring things to a halt. Like, okay, I'm going to bring this to a total end. So you might have taken, like, major losses where it felt like you can't regain certain things. When the death card comes out, it's final. You see what I'm saying? So they was going even harder. So then, okay, the Raptors. See, this is where you're getting closer, because in the Raptor, you all know during in the book of Revelation, it talks about the Raptor, right? And so when we're thinking about a Raptor, okay, this is when the Most High is collecting and gathering up his children. His mother and father is gathering up their children, okay? So this means not us being lifted up into the sky and all of this other stuff. It means that we're being pulled into a different realm. We're being separated. The wheat and the tares being separated to where we're still here in the physical, but we're living a totally different existence. Everything that we experience is to- totally different. The way that we think, the way that we embrace spirituality, the things that we indulge in, the things that we do, we're separated, okay? So while you're in this rapture energy, what are the karmics doing? Because I feel like what's happening is we're in rapture season right now. You're playing on the rapture's team right now, okay? And so what have the karmics been doing here while you are playing for the Raptors, okay? Some of y'all might not be on that team. Some of y'all might already have moved up to the Suns, okay? But what's going on for the Raptors right now? Because I feel like you got some of us that might be playing for the Raptors that's moving into the Suns, or some of us that have already made it to the Suns, okay? But what have the karmics been doing here? So what we have here is the Eight of Wands in the reverse. The Eight of Wands in the reverse. And then we have at the bottom of the deck the Five of Cups, okay? So they have definitely been trying to put a stop to your forward movement right now because, see, in the Raptor, okay, you being lifted up, you being elevated, okay? You being collected and taken into a different, like being set aside and preserved so that you can receive your harvest. So they're trying to stop this. They're gossiping about you. They're jealous. They're sending out that evil eye, that energy of envy, okay, because they want you to take losses. They're mad. They're grieving. They're grieving because they can't go. That's the main thing. They're grieving because now they know that they got to sit in this energy. The same energy that they tried to place around you, they now sit in this energy. So, yeah, they're going to talk about you. Yeah, they're going to put out false information about you. But it's coming to a halt with the Eight of Wands in the reverse. Eight of Wands in the upright is communication. You're doing a whole lot of talking. You got a whole lot to say. But in the reverse, stop. Wait a minute. Reverse back to you. Because everything that you've been saying, that person don't deserve. Because the world recognizes who you are. With this star card, the world already knows that you've done the work on yourself. The world already knows that you healed. So everything that they try to bring up from your past about who you used to be and what you used to do is no longer relevant today because you have actually put in the work to heal. And it's not just you going out saying, telling people, well, I did the work. You can't get away with putting on a mask, okay? You can't fake being healed. You can't fake it because the world is going to be able to recognize it. People are able to recognize it. It's going to be projected through your energy. It's going to be projected in the way that you carry yourself. It's going to be projected in the way that you treat yourself and the boundaries that you set for yourself and the people that you associate yourself with and the things that you entertain yourself with and the things that you allow people to do to you and the things that you do to others, the words that you speak, the things you have. All of this can't be fake. You see what I'm saying? And so when they start to gossip about you and when they start to slander your name and they start to tell lies, all of those things get put to a halt and it reaches deaf ears. And the only thing that people hear is that person, the things that they're trying to project off onto you. They don't hear what they're saying against you because they recognize it as false because they see that you're a star. They see that you're a chosen seed. They see that you have a divine connection. And so no amount of slander, no amount of abusing a person's name because you want to shine, you want to use their name to shine, it's not going to work. They're going to make themselves look bad. And in that moment, see, they have the opportunity to stand down, do the work on themselves. That way, when it's their time to shine, the world won't have a bad perception of them. But see, many of them are, there's too much in their ego. And so they would rather go out screaming and kicking like a little baby, slandering your name and pretty much showing the world who they are so that now there's no redemption for them. They don't get to redeem themselves after you get out there and try to completely dog and trash somebody after you know for a fact that you mistreated them. You know for a fact that you were committing fouls, personal fouls, technical fouls, over and over again, and that you should have been put off the team. But see, they was doing this behind closed doors thinking, okay, well, it's just between me and this person, so who they going to believe, you or me? It's your word against mine. But see, this is bigger than a word. The Most High God is standing in your defense. The Most High God has been collecting receipts on your behalf against these karmic people who have been doing stuff that they thought was going to stay in the dark. But when they come out and they try to speak against you and they try to slander your name, what they're going to be doing is actually slandering their own name and showing their truth. They're going to be taking off the mask. And so they don't have an opportunity to become who they could have potentially become. if they thought that they was going to be a healer or a speaker or somebody that was going to help others, no, you've already tarnished your own name by trying to speak against someone else and telling lies on them. Because the Most High God said, I'm not going to elevate you now. So when they try to do that against you, just be prepared. Sit back with your popcorn and know that it is all going to be returned to them. And this is the energy that they're going to be sitting in, okay? For those of you who are on the team of the Raptors, okay? And I feel like that's like the majority, because now after the Raptors, after you get collected up, what team did he play on? The Sun. Yes, the Sun's Christ Consciousness. Christ Consciousness, okay? Because I'm already looking at the Nine of Pentacles at the bottom of the deck. This is when you reap your harvest, because you've done what's necessary to purify your vessel. Not only did you purify yourself internally, but you purified your environment. You purged your environment of people, places, and things that could not go with you while you collect your harvest. Because, see, it's harvest, reaping, season. And like I told you, this is a harvest that keeps on giving. There is no lack, because it's plentiful, because you planted enough seeds towards this harvest to where you're going to always be good in more ways than one. This ain't just about material harvest, but that's also a part of your inheritance. But this is about your peace of mind. This is about a happy love life. Self-love, okay, wish fulfillment, everything that you've been praying for that was taken from you by these karmics, you received it back 1,000-fold, 100,000-fold, 1,000,000-fold, okay? And when for those who thought that they was getting something and they were sitting up in their little ego really thinking that they could work against you and make the world look at you in a different manner, listen, this ain't even about how the world sees you, because, see, Jalen Rose is a brilliant, he's a smart man, because what he understood was, in spite of what you do, because I'm pretty sure she threatened him before he came up in that house, you come up in here, if you have somebody come up in here and try to look at this house, I'm putting you on live, I'm going to put you on camera, and I'm going to let the world know. You know she did. But he said, to hell with you and what you're talking about, because this is mine right here. This is my inheritance. And the image that I have projected to the world and what the world has seen of me, it's already set in stone, baby, because I've done the work on myself. And what I have is what I deserve. And so you could sit up here and you could try to go live and you could try to bring this and that to the world. But at the end of the day, I'm going to allow the true judge to determine what's real and what's not. Who's lying and who's telling the truth, and I ain't got to say nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to defend my cause, because it's already going to be well understood. And so for those of you playing for the Sun, what is the karmics trying to do now that you're shining? Now that you know, the world is seeing you. You letting your light so shine before the world. You in that lion mode. You in that lioness mode. You know who you are. You're confident in who you are. Your solar plexus is straight shining, okay? Courageous, confident, bold, okay? You are stepping into your purpose. I'm picking up a lot of Leo energy. Look at this. Look at them. Look at what they're doing, y'all. You're shining like the Sun. Look at what they're doing. They got their hands out. Can I get some? Can you give me a little piece of that harvest? And, you know, can you give me some of those pentacles, you know, that you've been picking off of them trees? I see your harvest is so plentiful. You know, what they trying to do when you're shining like the Sun? They got their hands out. I see you over there picking all of those pentacles. I see your harvest is so plentiful. You know, can I get some? You know, can you share a little bit with me? This is what the karmic's doing. They want to reap from your inheritance. And so because they know that they're not going to get anything, I gave you a little pentacle. I gave you a little pentacle, okay? I might have bought you some groceries. I might have, you know, allowed you to save up your money so you could do certain things for yourself. So I probably gave you a couple of breaks here and there. I might have helped you to pay a bill or two. I might have taken care of your kids over here, whatever it is that you might have done for the karmics. They already got their little portion. One pentacle, okay? Because this ain't no gift that's going to keep on giving for the karmics, because they don't deserve it. So just like Jalen Rose's sister, she got a couple of years to live in a nice house and to reap the benefits of his harvest. But now, her time is up. You've committed too many fouls. And see, this foul that she committed right here by televising it and trying to make this man look bad, even though she did not tell the world about what she might have done against him or how she might not have supported him when he was at his lowest, whatever it is, she was not there. She showed herself to be a karmic to him, and this is exactly why she's in the position she is right now. Whatever it is the karmics have been doing to you, the foul that they committed at this season, the Most High said, no, you off the team, baby. You are off the team. And so the rapture time is here. You being collected and set aside and preserved because that power that's about to come down on them and the karma that's about to boomerang back on them is massive. And they ain't ready for it. They feel it's coming. They know it's coming, okay? Because the same way that you've been given clarity about these people and the fact that you're getting ready to receive your justice and your karma, which is good karma, your inheritance, they've been given the message that they're getting ready to receive that bad karma, and they're going to have to stay on that negative hamster wheel, and they're going to have to play that cycle over and over again until they come up out of their damn ego. And so these people are pushing back, they're kicking back, and that's what that chaotic is, that chaotic energy is that's in the atmosphere. So if you felt it today, let me know, okay? If you resonate with this, I would hope that y'all can put game over in the comments below. Just write game over, okay? Because at this season, at this time, they can't play. We ain't even playing a game no more. You off the team, okay, because you don't want to play fair, karmics have been doing, because they did not want to see you shine. They did not want you to receive the recognition and the reward. And so at this point, they said, okay, rather than allowing them to shine, I'm going to come out and slander their name. I'm going to use their name to gather attention. So now it's like, okay, she's using her brother's name to get attention so that the world will be able to finally see her and find out who she is. But now the world knows, don't trust that one. Because if she do start a business or if she do decide to become some sort of life coach or something like that, no, that one right there is messy. You can't trust that one because she's just messy. No self-accountability, okay? Just drama filled. So she's already created a reputation for herself in the midst of trying to ruin his. And that's what's getting ready to happen for your karmic. And so that's pretty much the message that I was going to bring to you all today. You know, this is our time now. Now, let me see, because I was called to draw a couple of cards before we got into this message. Where's those cards? You know what? Did I put them back?
Deep, y'all.
No, I have them right here. They're right here. Now, these cards I was called to draw before I even turned on the camera to start this message, okay? So I'm just going to go over them with you all. This says fulfillment. So you see that harvest right there? It's been... You know, the seeds have been growing. That harvest has been growing for you. And it might have seemed like it was coming in slow, but it's time. You're getting ready to reap that harvest, okay? So keep moving. That's fulfillment right there. And right behind that, we have simplicity. Become light as a feather. And the only way you can be in an energy of being as light as a feather is when you're offloading people, places, things, thoughts, emotions, you know, spiritual belief systems, certain mentalities that do not serve you. You got to eliminate that thing. You got to eliminate. You got to let it go and release it. Y'all just heard my child pass gas, okay? That's an example right there. I don't see anything as being a coincidence. Release that thing. Don't hold it in. So you got simplicity here. It's time to let go. Become as light as a feather. And then you have here prosperity begins. I told you, you're getting ready to reap a really big harvest because you got so many cards that's coming out that's showing these seeds that y'all have been planting. You've been nurturing these seeds. Those seeds don't just represent what you've been contributing towards those things in your material life, like investing in your business or things of that nature. Those seeds also are the beautiful things that you've done for others and the work that you have been doing to heal yourself. These are all seeds. Breaking of the generational curse, those are major seeds. Because at that point, you receive the inheritance that would be passed down through your lineage that many of your ancestors were not able to grab a hold of because they were not able to release themselves from the matrix. But because you've done it, because you took the call and did the work, you received all of that backed up inheritance. And so a lot of these karmics, especially if they're siblings or certain family members or even spouses that you're divorcing, they're angry because they know that your harvest is great because they've been watching you so hard that they recognize at this point in the season, at this point in the game, they recognize that that recognition and reward, that championship trophy is definitely going to go to you. Without a shadow of a doubt, they know that you're going to get it. And so because they know this, they're livid. They are pissed, okay? Because they recognize that they can't get a piece of what you got. They got a little tiny bit when you barely had anything before you started reaping the harvest. They got a little tiny bit from you. But the major harvest that you are getting ready to get is so big that they're going to feel cheated. And that's what it is. Like, I feel cheated, you know? Why am I not getting, you got $100 million over there. I should at least get $1 million. No, you got that 500 or that 1,000 or that 5,000 that I invested in you, or that, you know, that money that you could have been paying towards your children. You got to keep that. You see what I'm saying? You got them groceries that I was putting in your house every week when you still wasn't appreciating nothing I was doing for you. Whatever the case may be, whatever y'all was doing for them karmics, they got their portion. And that's all they're going to get. Because when your real harvest comes in, they got to take a back seat because they off the team. They done committed way too many fouls to be able to reap a part of this harvest. So you have solar plexus chakra. Continue to work on your solar plexus chakra so that you can be courageous enough to step into your calling and to go and reap exactly and to receive and to collect exactly what belongs to you, and to also be courageous and bold enough to make the cuts where necessary to call foul and to put people up off the team. Get them about your house, okay? It could be something just like that for some of you, where it's just like Jalen Rose, but you got to get about my house because you have no rights here. You don't appreciate this dwelling space. So I'm going to make it work for me, or I'm going to allow someone to stay here that deserves to be in this space. Do what you got to do. Call your foul. Listen to your intuition in regards to what's going on here. Y'all are able to see these people through your spiritual eyes. You're not looking through your natural eyes anymore. You see her eyes are closed. She recognizes what's going on, okay? And see, it's this energy of behind that door is your inheritance, and only certain people can go. These karmic cannot go with you because you see how all of this light is shining behind that door? You moving into the suns, baby. See, she's up in a cloud. See, you already been raptured up. You already been lifted up, okay? Lifted up before your enemies. So now with the sun, that's that energy that's behind the door. That's that light that's shining from within you, okay? Because you deserve it. You did the work. You raised your vibration. You shifted your energy. You found your own inner peace. You got rid of lack mentality in spite of all of the losses that you were taking, and in spite of all the people that had their hand out towards you, even when you barely had anything. They think you got something now. They don't even see it yet. They don't even see it yet. And those people who are karmics that's watching this video, this is not for you. So please don't get hyped. This is not for you, because you know you've been vehicle to heal. You know you've been out here acting foul, doing things behind the dark, you know, in secret, thinking that you would never get revealed. This message ain't for you. But I'm glad you're taking us, you know, get your popcorn, because you got to be on a bumpy ride. So it's good that you see what's getting ready to happen for those chosen seeds that have been putting in the work. It's good that you're well aware, okay, so that you are prepared here. Y'all got a lot of cards here that's coming out, okay, release. Many cards that's indicating that it's time to let these people go. It's a whole new season now, okay? It's we in a fall season. Let them leave. Let the chips fall where they may, okay? You are transforming. You're not even a person that you used to be. That's why the leaves change colors, because it indicates transformation. It indicates change. You're putting on an entirely new garment. You are not who you used to be. And so these people, they're angry at that because they know that in spite of them slandering your name, one thing that they cannot go up against is the fact that who you are today is truly your authentic self. There's nothing false about you. You are 100% transparent, unapologetically you. And so because you're so transparent, and because, okay, yeah, I got a past, so what? That's my past now, because I've actually put in the work to become and to transform. I had to go through many deaths and rebirths in order to become who I am today. That's what you're able to say to these karmics in spite of them trying to slander your name and try to tell people, oh, well, take a look into the past at who they used to be. When, in fact, the karmics are still today the same people that they used to be in the past, except that they're worse. But they got the nerve to want to keep you in the past. They want to keep you. They want to hold that against you for who against who you are today, making comparisons. But see, you ain't got to make no comparisons because you are very transparent and clear. So you, it doesn't bother you, okay? So let them do what they want to do. But you got another card that says moving on. But y'all got releasing, moving on, and see what's happening here. These leaves right here, that's all them leaves that's falling off. that dead, those dead leaves, okay? Things are drying up. It ain't no life where you came from. There's no life going around these karmic energies, okay? It was dead a long time ago. The energy was dark. It was lifeless. Now you're moving towards the sun. I told you you're about to be playing on the team of the sun, Christ consciousness. You're moving towards an energy where it is life now, a brand new season. This heavy-ass energy, that dark energy, no more. It's time to cut it. Cut it out. It's time to leave it behind, because what you have right behind that is what do you need to release, okay? So this is the winter season. Many of you, your time of releasing right now is literally right now in the fall season and in the winter season, letting these people go. So if you haven't done it already, then this is the season where you're going to go through a lot of changes. We're releasing, 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 whether it's things internal to you, insecurities that you might hold on to, codependent behavior patterns that you might still be holding on to, addictions or, you know, anything that's in your carnal nature, or, like I said, karmic energy, people, places, and things that surround you that you know is just toxic as hell. This is the time of release, 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 let it go, clear your energy. Because when you go to collect, like I said, when you reap your harvest, you're wearing all white. You have purified your vessel internally, externally, spiritually, and physically in order to collect this harvest. So you need to be in the right energy in order to receive it. So now you have here time for healing. So after you get done releasing all of this heavy load, you know, that you've been carrying for far too long, then that's when you have to heal yourself. You got to get yourself back in order again after bending over and, you know, carrying everything, carrying that weight by yourself for so long. This is a time for healing now. So the only way that you can heal is when there's less chaotic energy around you and within you. You got to be in a relaxed state in order for you to heal. And so that's why you got to get rid of these types of people, places, and things. And so then you have destiny. Why? Because you're moving towards your destiny. This was divine time and divine order. You're stepping into your calling and into your purpose, okay? And so then I have here standstill and material changes. So with standstill, this can mean that if some of you are releasing certain career paths, if some of you are releasing certain jobs, certain relationships where that person might have been your financial support, but they were very karmic in their energy. Things might be at a standstill. It might feel like it's at a standstill financially, but that's only because, remember, like I told you, you got to be in the right energy to go and reap this harvest. You can't be walking over, you know, this harvest is plentiful. It's very great. It's massive. And so you got to have the energy to collect the harvest that big. You got to be in the right state of mind to collect the harvest that big. You can't be walking in with lack mentality saying, well, this ain't enough, when it's more than enough, okay? You got to be in the right state of mind. And so the healing has to take place. And so because you're in that energy of healing, that means things need to be still, not a whole lot of movement, okay? Not too much movement. So that's a part of the season, depending on where you at in your timeline, okay? And then you have here emotional withdrawal. This is someone that's sitting outside amongst nature. Some of you might need to take you a spiritual bath to cleanse your energy. Some of you might need to go amongst the body of water and just sit there and do your meditation, do your prayer, and you know, have that divine connection to the Most High God and your spiritual team. But this is you emotionally withdrawing yourself from all of that chaotic energy around you after you've done the work to release and now going within. Finding that peace from within and balancing yourself back out so that you can heal. Because, see, this is the sun card right here. I told y'all, you're about to be playing for the suns now. So playing for the suns, that's you have, your light is shining, okay? That light is shining directly down on you because you've done the work. You have stepped into your Christ consciousness. You have awakened, okay? You see things from a higher perspective. And so what you pray for is like everything that you touch turns to gold. So then you have here the lion here, okay? I told you I was picking up that Leo energy, the lion. Don't let your pride get in the way. Don't let your pride get in the way of releasing certain people because, see, Jalen Rose could have allowed his pride to get in the way, and he could have said, you know what, I'm going to step back off of this. I'm sure he can afford to have many properties, okay? He probably didn't even have to touch that house. He didn't want to. But he said, I'm not going to allow my pride to get in the way. You've committed too many fouls. And so I'm not going to allow you to just stay in here and squat in a house that does not belong to you when you did not deserve the luxury of being able to live off of my inheritance. And so I will take the risk of you trying to tarnish my name. I'm still going to take back what is rightfully mine. He stood his ground, okay? And he ended up winning when it was all said and done because he got his property back, and she ended up making herself, she showed the world who she truly was and got more people on his team. He's winning, okay? And so don't let your pride get in the way. If his pride was in the way, he probably would have said, you know what, I'm not going to bother because what are my fans going to think if she gets out here and starts acting a fool? What are they going to do? You know, are people going to work against me? He said, no, my pride ain't in the way of this one because I know who I am. And so regardless of who might speak against me as a result of what she does, it doesn't take anything away from my inheritance and my blessing and my own personal peace. But who's not going to have peace at this point is that karmic sister. Just like those karmics in your life, peace is no longer a factor for them because peace is something that is earned. They have not earned it yet. So they might have to go through life cycles before they can actually get to that space of true inner peace. Okay? Lastly, you have unleashed your kind self. So this is why you want to get those people out of your energy because you want to be able to make sure that your light is truly shining, that your heart chakra is truly, you know, healed and open, and that you're projecting the energy of love because the energy, the heart chakra frequency is the magnetic frequency which allows you to attract, okay, to attract and to magnetize to you all of those things. It's a reflection of what you're projecting out into the universe. And those things are in alignment with what keeps you at peace, that shows that, you know, reflection of love and healing and happiness and abundance. That comes from the heart chakra energy. And so this is why you got to clear them out of your energy, get them up out of your house, out of your temple, out of your space, out of your mind, out of your spirit. Do a writing, burning, and releasing. I destroy and I release all people, places, and things that does not serve my highest good in spirit and in flesh, okay, and burn it, all right? Unleash your kindest self. This is the time for you to be projecting the energy of kindness. And so when those people come to you, because like I said, today was one of those days of really testing me. I spoke my truth, but from this point on, I recognize silence. Silence. That's a message for myself, and that's a message for you all as well. When those karmics start kicking up dust, remain silent and allow the karma to play out for them. Because you know what you have done. You know the seeds that you have planted. They know what they have done in the dark and what they've done behind closed doors. And now you let the Most High God call the foul. Let your spiritual team call the foul, okay, and determine who's going to receive the championship and who's going to get kicked off the team indefinitely. Y'all already know where this is going. So I love you all. I hope this message resonated. And like I said, if it did, type game over. Let me know your experience, what team you might be playing on at this point in your life. And I look forward to talking to you all next time. All right.
Watched a lot of her content, so please be sure to go and subscribe to her content, you guys. If you're just going through things, you know, many of us can feel things, you know, but remaining in your heart chakra space, I think, is going to be very, very, very key and important. Many of us have done, like, most of the bulk of the hard work, you know what I mean, the dark nights of the soul. You know, the bulk of the hard work, you know what I mean? And many of us have entered into the new timeline, and we know, like, your soul knows. You know, many people say spirit, but spirit, you know, has the adaptability to shape shift, but your soul knows, you know what I mean? And your spirit can feel certain things, so... Thank you again. Definitely appreciate everybody who's on the synchronicity of love. You know, I wrote something today, and I'm going to read it to you guys. But it was when I rise in the AM, I get downloads, you know, and one of the things that, you know, I feel that expectations are the root. It can be the root of all evil. We know evil and stuff like that, but just as a level of understanding. You know what I mean? Because and I spoke on this through my combative season. As now, I'm playing for the Suns, right? but in my combative season, you know, I spoke a lot on... there's a lot of energy of controlling narratives out here. And it's like, how can we control? It's still a notice to begin when I have the willingness to control my own narrative. Okay. And you know what? I just called myself out. Let me say this. Controlling my own narrative as far as being in sync with a divine plan versus being in sync with my own will. Because, see, my own will would always kind of get me in trouble sometimes. And I think I'd, you know, pop myself back into order. You know what I mean? Because, you know, some people call it Most High, some people call it God, but there's definitely a divine order that's bigger than us, right? And in that, you guys, what's another saying for it? How can you save the world when you can't even really save your own self? You know what I mean? So it was in that healing, you know what I'm saying, that life started to shift, you know, that awareness, then the healing work begins. You know, I was going to say that I wrote something today. All life is about growth and moderation. No one is subject to scripts as we expect. For the divine is not measuring and judging. That's low vibratory to measure and judge, note to self. And, you know, one thing I learned early on was not to judge yourself harshly, because I don't know, it's like an automatic programming that we judge ourselves. Y'all know the subconscious talk that we, you know, do in our heads, you know what I mean? But to judge, one key thing in unmasking that is, that worked for me, okay, was just not judging myself so harshly. You know what I mean? And then I think that that comes to a head to where you start to not judge yourself at all. But in my processes, in my levels, you guys, learning not to, there were two things, learning not to judge myself harshly, and also there is beauty in all chaos. That pearl, y'all, you know what I mean? So no matter what is being done, no matter the opposition and all of that, just know that for the grander scale of things, that most things are working out for our highest good, okay? All right, guys, join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, and also you can join me throughout the week where I do Raw Rising Information or Ancestral Tea. Please subscribe to Shavi Zane. Her YouTube link is in the show notes. And if you want to contact me for a reading or you need, you know, a spiritual consultation or anything like that, my information is in the show notes. So, yeah, guys, till next time. Peace.
Bye. Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are here. How to switch to self-love, your secret superpower. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. We've got a whole lot to talk about. Now, I got a message. Thanks so much, Ralph. Switch to self-love. I loved it. But what about the full version? Uh-oh. What about the full version? Okay, so we're going to dive into it. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? Self-love is the secret gateway to becoming your greatest version. Without self-love, you won't go far. Look, you're just in the same position, right? You see? Now, self-love has changed my life in a phenomenal way. It's helped me connect with millions of people, live in infinite abundance. And there was a time when I didn't love myself. Look, nobody teaches us how to love ourselves, why it's so important to love ourselves, what are the benefits of loving yourself. No, they don't teach you that. That's why a lot of us are really confused. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay? Now, practicing the art of self-love is a lifelong process. I'm in it every single day. And it starts with this. Stop caring what other people think. Do you think that's easy to do? You think that's easy? No, it's not. It's very, 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 very difficult. Why? Because as human beings, we love to be like other people. We want to fit in. Nobody wants to be an outsider, a fringe dweller, an outcast. We want to be accepted. So therefore, we spend our whole entire lives trying to conform to other people's standards instead of creating our own. Slow motion this side. Other people's beauty standards. You look fantastic. Their body standards. I want to look like that, Ralph. It's not fair. So what helped me along my journey was to stop trying to live by other people's standards. Instead, I had to learn how to live by my own standards. And you do this simply by surrendering. It's not about competing. I want to be like them. That's a disrespect towards yourself. You want to become your greatest version. Your, not me, for you. Do it for you, baby. Right? And it's such a weight off your shoulders. For the first time, you can actually go like this. Ah, that feels better. Right? Because it's a lot of stress when you are trying to squeeze that foot inside and then you realize your heel is sticking out at the back. Doesn't look good, right? So I just started to realize I've got to start creating my own standards, living in my own standard of beauty, accepting my body, how it is, the shape of my face. I love it all. And that's how to begin to love yourself. Stop trying to fit in when you were born to stand out. Slow motion this side. Okay, how many weird people do you know? Well, get to know more weird people. That is how to switch to self-love. You see, weird people aren't weird. That's just what we call them. Weird people are unique. That's why they stand out. And have you ever noticed that when you find someone who is very unique, it almost allows you to be yourself. You feel comfortable around them because you're like, they're so weird. Well, I'm going to be weird anyway, right? And then you fall into the true authentic you. Spend time with unique people who don't care about copying other people. They are original. They love who they are 100%. And I do it all the time. I spend time with the cat down the road. I meet a lot of very, very weird people every single day. Well, I'm diving deep. And it's beautiful because they're only unique. And they remind me that I have to always honor my uniqueness. You won't find another Infinite Waters. If you do, they're a clone. When we talk of self-love, I've realized this, that you've got to go to the place where you find your greatest power. That's what's helped me along my journey. I realized for a long time I was living a very, very harmful lifestyle because I wasn't practicing self-love. I wasn't doing what I love every single day. I was in the wrong environment, the wrong friends. I was following the wrong crowd. If you're doing all of that, it's going to be very hard to love yourself. But when you go to the place where you find your greatest power, if you are a skater like me, if you're skating every single day, you're in the seat of your power. You are in the throne. If you are a makeup artist, if you are a scientist and you do that every single day, go into the lab, you are in the seat of your power. That's how to practice the art of self-love. You go to the place of your greatest empowerment every single day. I'm always in nature. I'm in the art gallery. I'm doing what I love. I get to wake up and do whatever I want and live in infinite abundance. You think I'm complaining? Can I get a hello? Absolutely not. Life is incredible. I realize how fortunate I am. That's what helps me to love myself. You see, you can't love other people until you love yourself. And not caring what other people think is the greatest form of self-love. As your self-love begins to grow, you will see it is because your self-expression is beginning to grow. And that self-expression comes, that self-confidence comes from going to the place where you find your greatest power. Now, do you love the skin you're in? I love this skin, baby. This chocolate, oh, I love it. I love it. I meet people of all shades and tones. And they love who they are. That's incredible. But for a long time, I didn't love who I was 100%. And I know a lot of people are going through the same thing. Because you see, we are born into a world where people are treated differently based on the color of their skin, where they were born, how much money they have, did they live in a mansion or a shanty town, right? That's human beings for you. Beautiful, but sometimes downright ugly. Now, when I started to love the skin I was in, I began to switch to self-love. But it goes even deeper beneath the skin. I am a multidimensional being having a human experience. How about that? I love all parts of me. The flaws included, what I call the perfect imperfections. I love it all. I accept it 100%. That, like the Egyptian proverb, a beautiful thing is never perfect. When you can come to love the skin you are in, when you can come to love the body you are in, it doesn't have to look like those supermodels, because we know sometimes it's photoshopped and you're never going to look like that anyway. But when you love your natural body, that's how you begin to love yourself. Because so long as we are trying to reach a beauty standard which doesn't even exist, because they don't even look like that. They've spent a long time in Photoshop and whatnot. I know, because I work in Photoshop, I work in After Effects and all of these programs, so I know what you can do to a human body. You can actually make someone who looks like this look like, what the hell is that? Anyway, right? You can do great transformations. But when you begin to love yourself, you're more interested in the inner transformation as opposed to the outer transformation. To begin to love the skin you are in, you have to, what helped me, begin to live from the inside out as opposed to the outside in. You see, I have over 1 million YouTube subscribers. And that's not coming from what I'm wearing, how I look. It's coming from the message. When I receive over 2,000 messages every single day in my inbox, people thanking me, your videos have changed my life. I'm not the same person. I realize, wait a minute, this is incredible. Let's take a moment of silence. That's only because I love myself. If I didn't love myself, that wouldn't happen. Instead of hating yourself, why not start loving yourself? You see, because you can find what isn't working in you, and you can trash talk yourself, you can give yourself a really hard time, but what will it do in the end? It will create a vicious cycle. That's what will happen. An endless loop of self-hate. Now, to get out of that cycle, you have to start praising yourself. Find one attribute every single day about yourself and praise it. Say, I love this about myself. I love my smile, right? I love the way I walk. I love the way I talk. I love my voice. Find it. And then find another one, and then another one. What you're going to realize is that the more you love yourself, you're going to help other people to love themselves. You see, the problem in the world is that people don't love themselves. Instead, we're trying to gain other people's approval. We're trying to impress people who we really don't know, and they probably don't even care. That's the problem. You see, we're trying to get that love externally instead of developing it and cultivating it internally. That's the problem. Now the solution is to start cultivating it within. And that's what changed my life, basically, right? 7-day vegan challenge. What's it like being a vegan for over 13 years? Eating a plant-based diet. The first week I started, over 13 years ago, eating a plant-based diet, mangoes, papaya, grapefruit, brown rice, all of that beautiful stuff, I had a lot of criticism. What are you doing? Where are you going to get your protein from? Look at you. You're losing weight. It was hard. Hard! And a lot of people right now are doing the 7-day vegan challenge inspired by my videos. Many, many, many people. And they're also telling me they love it, they feel great, but the hardest part about being a vegan or eating a plant-based diet is other people poking their nose into your business. Well, it's sometimes hard. They tell me, like, where am I going to get my protein from? And chia seeds, spirulina, complete source of protein, 65%. It's even got more than beef. They're silent now, aren't they? Exactly. Don't concern yourself with people who judge your food regimen. It's your journey. If they don't understand that, that's fine, because it's not their journey. It's your food journey. And in the end, what you're going to find is that the results are going to show. Your plant-based diet is going to help you attract more happiness, love, financial abundance, health. I've seen it. I've attracted all of those things because I realize I am what I eat. So there's a cat down the road, by the way. Now, when we talk of switching to self-love, your secret superpower. What helped me along my journey was learning to fill my own cup. I'm sharing with the world. I'm inspiring millions of people. People ask, Ralph, do you ever get tired? Well, I'm a Pisces, so no. Not in helping people. This is what I came here to do. At the same time, you like when I say that? At the same time, I realized when I was first starting Infinite Waters, sharing videos, I still wasn't filling my own cup. So I wasn't really sharing consistently because I didn't have a lot to give. You can only give what you have. You can't give what you don't have. You see, many people don't fill their own cup. To switch to self-love, you have to fill your own cup, meaning you have to practice the art of self-care. Baby, go for that massage, I'll pay for it. Great. Go hiking, go swimming, do what you love. Take care of yourself first. That's how to switch to self-love. Because so long as you are neglecting yourself, not even brushing your teeth, and trying to help people, one, you're not really going to help people, and two, you're definitely not going to help yourself. However, when you are taking care of the inside you, your emotions, how you feel, how you look even, you've got a whole lot more to give. Self-love starts with self-care. Slow motion this side. So fill your own cup before you start filling other people's cups. And then you'll find you have just cracked open the beautiful gateway to self-love, which is the secret to becoming your greatest version. Now, when we talk of self-love, what happens to so many of us? Many of us, we are in jobs which don't serve us. I was for a long time, and guess what? I wasn't practicing the art of self-love because self-love begins with self-care. I wasn't taking care of my true needs. I was living for the outside world instead of the inside world. So let go of any job that is not making you happy. That's like so important, we don't even realize it. Because what you're doing for the majority of your day is either increasing your self-love or making you hate yourself. So right now, I wake up every single day with a bunch of grapes in my mouth. Shout out to all the content creators creating their own reality. That's what happens when you step into the realm of self-love. You recognize that secret. Let go of any relationships, any relationship where you're just being tolerated. What helped me switch to self-love was to say, okay, I get it. I don't want to be tolerated by anybody. I'm only going to surround myself with people who have my best interests at hand, who celebrate me, and guess what? I'm going to lift them up on my shoulders. I'm going to celebrate them. They deserve that. They're worthy of that. I'm worthy of that too. You're worthy of that too. And the cat down the road is definitely worthy of that too. So, many of us, what happens? We don't love ourselves because we don't know our true worth. Loving yourself begins with knowing your true worth. Now, we are meeting people every single day. Sometimes we're in a relationship with someone and they don't really celebrate us like we know we are worthy for. Right? yet someone will celebrate you. We got to move towards that person, not the one that's just tolerating you. But ultimately, the greatest relationship we can have is with ourselves. Once you develop that relationship, you will naturally gravitate towards relationships which are reciprocal and there is a higher resonance. That's how to switch to self-love. You want people who are going to praise you, and you're going to praise them too. You don't want mediocre relationships. You don't want to be around people who are only there just to be there. You want people who are your ride or die ones, who are going to have your back in a crisis, who are going to root for you. They're even going to do a backflip for you, right? They're going to do a few backflips for you, right? Because they love you. And you should love them too. Now, what's helped me to switch to self-love is to realize this, that you got to be authentic. Be authentic. Don't spend your whole life trying to copy someone else. Like, don't try and be another Infinite Waters. That won't help you love yourself. Develop your own style. Like, I love every single day, and I love myself, and I love other people, because I develop my own style by being authentic. When you take off the mask, trying to impress people, trying to gain their approval, and even if you get their approval, you still feel you're under their control. You see, when you start doing and living on your own terms, like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way, you move more into your true authenticity. Because now you realize it is more important to impress yourself than it is to impress other people. Slow motion this side. Now, I found that to be authentic, a very simple way to do it is to say, look, this is me. No filters, no censorship. I'm going to talk about indigos, whatever. I'm going to talk about it, right? We've spoken about so many different topics on Infinite Waters. People can see the authenticity, and that's why we are inspiring millions. We, collectively, not just me, everybody here. So realize that authenticity, the more authentic you are, when you're like, actually, I'm not just going to do what they're doing on Instagram or on YouTube. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And even if people laugh at me, they joke at me, they criticize me, they throw omelets at me. Hey, we're vegan here. Hey, right? Bananas at me, peaches at me. I'll just eat them, actually. Peaches are pretty tasty. Right? It doesn't matter, because ultimately you are doing what you want to do. And that's the secret to self-love. You do what you want to do, first and foremost. And if people don't like it, too bad. They can shove it. Oh my gosh. Anyway, right? Be proud. Be proud. Be proud. That's how to switch to self-love. Be proud of how far you have come. Like, keep a journal, the how far I have come journal. We've all been through a lot. We've been through the jungle and made it out. How did we do that? When you start to ponder that and contemplate that, that's how your self-love begins to grow, because your self-love will grow with your self-appreciation. You can hate yourself for what you didn't do, or you can praise yourself for how far you've come. Everything you have gone through has led you up, has led you up to this point. Everything you have gone through has led you up to this point. Let me clap for you right now. So, you got to be proud of yourself. All of those challenges, those obstacles, when you were wrestling those crocodiles, you made it out alive. Like, not even a scratch on you, baby. Right? Self-love begins with self-appreciation. Once again, self-love is a lifelong process. Don't listen to people who say, oh, you're posting a selfie. You're so egotistical. No, that's a sign of your self-love. Be proud of your body. Be proud of who you are. Because for so long, we have been told that we should be ashamed of who we are. And that's why so many people are confused and don't love themselves. We're changing all of that. And right now, it's time to be proud of who you are. You see, there's a difference between narcissism and self-love. Let me explain. Narcissism is when you want the spotlight for yourself. Nobody else can shine. Self-love is where you shine and you appreciate other people shine. Slow motion this side. Everybody can come into the spotlight because we are all stars. But you are so in love with your uniqueness, you don't want other people to start changing your beautiful design. Look, if everybody truly loved themselves, which that's where the world is heading to, don't worry about it, there'll be so much less stress, because stress is caused by changing ourselves into something we are not. So when you accept yourself, when you move more into your true authenticity, all of that dissolves, it disappears. And for the first time, you just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. We are here in the art gallery, just, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're here, infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy, peace. You!
the hell are we living for?
To mankind.
Yo, boo, I know I ain't never told you this before, but I might be trying to get my hustle on, but you know what? I just need you to be there for me because gangsters need love, too.
KNY clothes, they get fake presidents, it's Rolex watches. You used to wear watches, but took you out the ghetto. Now your name is Miss Versace, alligator purse. Moet with your Reese's purse. Miss Revlon when your knees and hair toes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Even though I'm living wrong, trying to get my hustle on, I want you in your birthday suit when I make it home so I can then squeeze you. You wanna rough man, lift the ice cream man, please. I ain't got no 9-to-5 hustle just to stay alive. Keep you on your gang if you a pistol with your shit loaded five. Help us deceive you, cause they wanna be you. Tell you I'm a thug and they can't wait till I leave. So think about what I say and fuck with them hoes, bitch. The high school queen met me selling ice cream on a condo with double up service fee. Even though I'm a thug, you love me if sex was the game. We'll play rugby. I got you flying first classes on planes, jumping off the train, taking cruises on boats, shipping champagne, rolling out the red carpet when they see you. $10,000 main coat, that's why them hoes wanna be ya, but they can't. Taking trips and Land Cruisers, dropping off cash to the bank. But they don't know what you done seen. The shit I done put you through the penitentiary standards. You done took for your boot. The fat harassed you, the lies you done told with me. And when I went to jail, you found a way to visit me. Running up your phone bill. Sometimes the kids didn't even have a decent meal. It ain't no limit to this ghetto love. Even though I might have slangin' drugs, you still show me love. That's why I'm here for you, boo. But just remember, they can't just need love.
What? I got a lot of trouble leaving, I wonder why. I wonder what she see in me, man, I can't lie. Cause I be hustling with my homies all night, y'all. And I be hustling from the morning till the nightfall. Alright, y'all, kinda hard trying to stay clean, trying to chase dreams, trying to make it happen, but it's rapping what it seems. Nah, man, I do think that you still be silent. But I'm gonna run, you hopping on the real. I'm trying to make a meal, but on the real, that's time for love when it came by. I need someone who could be trusted. Take this 100 G's in case a nigga like me get bucked. You blaming on my mob lifestyle. My thug is your friend. He telling me my mom lifestyle won't have to come to an end. Gotta realize, ain't trying to be no broke fault. I'm taking the chances right now, I could be harder for our future to turn it off. Trying to take trips to Reno, catch chips like casino. If life is a high road, trip to shock and make moves like Valentino. I only got one chance, so I gotta take it. If you could just be patient, diamonds and silent 20s, just for waiting. Your mom think I'm a thug, she don't like me, she still sneak out and see me. Your friends think I'm a ghetto thug, but it's ghetto love that they can't see. I know when it rains, it pours one day, it gotta stop. And when it do, I'm sitting on top, so I'm sipping champagne on ya. Cars and tennis braces just to thank me. I'll be home tonight, so keep it tight for the game.
Like you, oh.
This is what I think is one of the you agree? I think this is one of the most romantic songs I've ever heard. This is Arturo Tappen. That's what I'm talking about. I need to have you next to me. In more ways than one. And I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun. The time is right. You hold me tight, and love got me high. Please tell me yes, and don't say no, 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 not tonight. Move a little closer to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love let me wait. Not another minute, baby, my baby, yeah, yeah. The time is right. Turn down the light, son, and take my hand. Reach out, take my hand. We'll take a flight. And spend the night in a wonderland. And I need to have you next to me. In more ways than one. And I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun your window pane, because love left me wait. No, 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 no. And only you can set me free when I make love to you, yeah, will it oh, in ecstasy, yeah, and I won't take the blame for that love won't, love won't let me love won't, no, 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 love won't, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no,
it won't let me wait. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody, please give a round of applause to Arturo Tappan.
Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. I appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing that I lack. I am beautiful inside and out. I am attractive. I am abundant. I am rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. I am self-nurturing. I am self-caring. I am self-loving. the better I take care of myself, the more help I can offer to others. My love includes all. My love embraces all. I open my heart and release grief. I open my heart and release resentment. I open my heart and release judgment. I open my heart and release jealousy. I believe in forgiveness. I practice forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive all. I refuse to live my life with a heavy heart. I have love for all. I forgive all. I enjoy time alone. I enjoy time with others. I live a life of balance and freedom. My life is in harmony with all life. I am free from fear. I am free in love. Love is my language. Love is my breath. Love is my life. I love myself. I love my breath. I love my life. I am love eternal. I am love divine. I am love here. I am love now. I am love. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Love is within you. Love is around you. Every day, dedicate yourself to becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to yourself. Appreciate life. Value life. Accept yourself for who you are. You are divine love and radiant light. Vibrate pure love. Vibrate radiant light. Align your thoughts and desires with the harmony of universal love. Love yourself unconditionally. There is nothing that you lack. You are beautiful inside and out. You are attractive. You are abundant. You are rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. Nurture yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more help you can offer others. Include all in your love. Embrace all in your love. Open your heart and release grief. Open your heart and release resentment. Open your heart and release judgment. Open your heart and release jealousy. Believe in forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. Refuse to live your life with a heavy heart. Forgive yourself. Forgive all. Enjoy time alone. Enjoy time with others. Live a life of balance and freedom. Free yourself from fear. Free your soul in love. Let love be your language. Love is your breath. Love is your life. Love your breath. Love your life. You are love eternal. You are love divine. You are love here. You are loved now. You are love. Be love here. Be love now. You are love.